You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, which says, "For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for His name in serving the saints, as you still do." Have you ever felt overlooked? Do you ever wonder if God notices you? Does He care about the work you're doing to help others to come to know Him? Does He see the loving sacrifices you have made to serve your brothers and sisters in Christ? The Scripture reminds us that God does not overlook our service to Him. He sees us and He takes note of the labor we engage in for His glory. He empowers us by His grace to show love to one another, to serve one another, and to press on in that direction for a long time. When we rely on His power to actively bless others in this fashion, the Lord acknowledges that service. Salvation is a free gift that was paid for by Jesus. We receive it through faith and are assured a place in God's heavenly kingdom forever. Amazingly, in addition to a home in God's presence, His Word tells us that He has additional gifts that will be shared with His children. Those gifts have a connection to our faithful service to Him on this earth. He notices and He rewards. How are you using the time the Lord has entrusted to you? What is He empowering you to do? How are you sharing His love with those He has placed in your life? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we're reminded of the fact that You are empowering us to serve others. You're empowering us to show Your love and to do so in Your name and to keep pressing on in doing this over a long period of time. Lord, we're grateful that You're accomplishing this very thing in our lives. And frequently, Lord, as we go about our service, we go through seasons when it feels like no one notices. Feels like everything we're doing is something that people maybe even just expect us to do, but it doesn't really get acknowledged or thanked or appreciated, at least not verbally. But then we look at a portion of Scripture like this that reminds us that our goal isn't to spend our lives seeking praise from others. Our goal is to love others in Your name and to serve them as an outpouring of that love. And Father, we're grateful that You tell us in this portion of Scripture that even though others may not notice what we do or may not even appreciate it, You notice and You don't overlook it. And Lord, as we look throughout Your Word, we discover that You have good things in store for those who know You and those who are faithful to You during the course of their lives here on this earth. Lord, we don't deserve any gift that You give, but we're so grateful that You would care to bless us like You choose to do, not only right here and now, but for all eternity. So Lord, at times when we're feeling discouraged and down and maybe overlooked, we pray, Lord, that we would take a look at this portion of Scripture with fresh eyes and that we would be reminded of the fact that You see everything. You are perfectly just, and in Your time and in accordance with Your will, and for Your glory and not our own, You will acknowledge what You have done through us. We're grateful for this truth, and we're grateful for this reminder from Your Word today. We thank You for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's devotion came from my book, The Desire Jesus, 1 Year Devotional. If you'd like to order a copy so you could follow along, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too. Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress-Less podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.